We got a jam-packed night for y'all. We got comedy. We got music. We got a couple of beers. And an all-around good time. And we're going to kick things off with my new single. This one goes out to all the Paisans. And this is Staten Island, so y'all honorary Paisans tonight. Frankie, tell them what it's called.
A model.
Hey, bada bing. All right, DJ Johnny Salugs, why don't you kick that off for us? Yo, I want everybody out there to put your hands up like this and give me your best Malta Santia, right?
Hey, Maron.
John, turn this up. All right, one, two, three.
Hey, Maron,
I go it alone. You talking that smack with a couple Gavones. Packed with a rosary, keeping it holy and leaving the gun, but we take the cannoli. I'm going Maron. Staten, Newark, and Gowanus, the top of that hot list. Pop a LaMaca with somebody crooked in Congress. We'll drink to the honest. Damn, the fachadas are ominous. Packed with a Dutch in Hieronymus. Boshing his chef with a touch and we serving it up. Bit of the stracciatella and chocolate. Hey, Maron, for your benefit, I'ma just settle it. Get a bit heated, but not gonna yell. Kicking you out of the kitchen. Prosciutto you're pitching is fucking domestic. Bambini, you're thinking they're grown. On God, I'll pick up the phone. No number Lokio, all on your home. Things getting rocky, we going Stallone. But we holding the throne. Half of y'all ain't even holding your own. Begging, I throw you a bone or a Toblerone. I'm going my own, I'm going my own. Yeah, they talking a lot. I'm laying them out like hot soap aside. No calling cops and Nabaladons. You know we cooking up a sanguinage. Disgraziata, giving me yaja to no dirty shoes in me a casa. Right away spotted them as an imposter. Never bring a knife to a pasta. The kid in the middle, they run for the hills and they see in that silhouette. Popping a pill every millisecond. Going a bitch on the internet. No way this Genzo is killing it, inconsiderate. Got fans in Alaska, they said they was into it. I'm spitting fire, you swallowing cinnamon. No, what a wicked predicament. I know you ain't winning and bug about paying the minimum. Swigging you, acting belligerent. Throwing a fit like a kid without riddling. Reading the table, you looking illiterate. We too elegant to consider. I'm slipping a stack to the man with the fiddle. Counting the millions. Remember that felon who told you no pull out the fishy with satin Sicilians? Spin that Frankie, Louie, Dino, Mario, Lillian, Rosa, Marisa. Meet her with a lead. In the old seats in the back of Lee's Pizza. We roll with the dons, you turning your cards. Got nothing to show but a Paris do nods. Fresh in it, fry, got la mod. Now bow to the gods, we bringing it home. I'm going my own. Bambini, you thinking they're grown. I'm God, I'll pick up the phone. No number Lokio, all on your home. Things getting rocky, we going Stallone. We'll be holding the throne. Half of y'all ain't even holding your own. Begging, I'll throw you a bone or a Toblerone. I'm going my own, I'm going my own. Yo, you thought we were finished now? Everybody, bring it back. Hey, Maron. Yeah, it's that Sunday sauce. We get it done at any cost. It's that back room boss. All right. Hey, Maron. East Coast, West Coast, North Shore, South Shore,
South Shore.
Shaolin, Worldwide. Let me hear it. Hey, Maron. Yo, give it up, Travis. Forget about it. Yo, we bringing it home. I'm going Maron. Yo, thank you so much for rocking with us here. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the most Staten Island podcast of all time, on the most Staten Island night of the year. Yo, this night is so Staten Island, it's got its own PBA card, right, Frankie?
Yo. This night is so Staten Island, it's got three Cousin Marias and two Cousin Maries. Maron.
Yo, this night is so Staten Island.
How Staten Island is it?
This night is so Staten Island, one of these fucking guys already left us and moved to Jersey. That's how Staten Island it is. So, without further ado, give it up for your hosts, John Saluga and Chris Sorrentino of the Super Live Adventure Podcast!
I am Chris Sorrentino!
I am John Saluga, thank you guys for coming out!
Oh my god! Look at all these gremlins. I'm going to have to lock the door and fucking throw a match.
Little Victory Theater, Travis.
We're back.
My hometown. This is it. This
John
is it.
John was born here in this building.
I was born in this building.
Right in that seat.
Yeah.
That one.
Yep, the one with the stain on it.
Yeah, it's got like a big headed shroud of Turin stain.
Oh man, this is not. Look at you, guys.
Look at me.
I'm drinking.
Oh
I,
man.
I know. I said I was gonna take the whole year off, and then I changed my mind.
Ring that beer bell. We're drinking. We're both drinking Kraken Bats from Ross Brewery.
Kraken Bats. Thank you, Ross. Ross is sponsoring this event, everybody.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Ross. You guys. Ross, let me tell you something. Ross gave us 5 cases of beer, and they didn't know what they were doing. They were like, all right, here. And we just took those cases and ran. Fucking Ross, man. Dude, that's a great place. I was out there over the weekend. I went out there to their brewery out in Monmouth.
They just
Beautiful
opened
place.
It. Just yeah. opened it, yeah.
But, like, I passed 4 fucking billboards in New Jersey promoting mayonnaise. What kind of honky shit is that?
Mayonnaise?
Yeah! It's like, it said, like, this shit is real, but the shit was crossed out and they wrote mayo. And I was like, what the fuck is going on with mayonnaise?
Was it a brand of mayo?
I don't remember one of them there, mayo.
Or is it just like the United Mayo?
The
like
United Mayo Society?
Yeah, like a
I
drink
think
milk.
A couple of those guys here tonight.
I love mayo.
Hide your wallet.
I love mayo.
You love mayo?
You know how much mayo I eat? Right up the buck.
Oh.
This is Mayo Town, man. From here to the grammar school. Oh. Tons of mayo.
Fucking crack.
My mom puts mayo on both slices of bread when she makes a sandwich.
Oh, when she makes a mayo sandwich.
My mom makes a mayo sandwich. My mom eats like mayonnaise. Wonder Bread mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
God, man. You've given us a bad name, John.
That's it. That's what she'd do, and then I'd lick the butter knife. Yeah.
Oh, you'd lick the mayo knife.
It's a mayo house.
I once seen a girl eat a like mayo out of a jar with a fucking spoon.
Ooh, that's hot.
Oh.
That's hot, no?
Oh.
No, not Miro. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Trash.
Yeah. Not a miracle.
No, it's all gross.
That's gross. Miracle Whip is Hellman's, man. Hellman's
God.
And Sir Kensington, if you want to get fancy.
Wait, what?
Sir Kensington. Yeah, it's got like a guy in a top hat and I think like a monocle. And...
Oh, Mayor McMayo.
Yeah. That's some good mayo. Jake knows. Yeah. That was pandemic stuff. Like we had trouble getting mayonnaise for a little while. I guess people stocked up on mayo.
Told you, man.
And that's what
Fucking
we got.
Honkies, man.
Yeah.
That's they ruin everything. I got honky neighbors. They fucking, I wish they ruined my neighborhood. I wish they'd move the fuck out.
You want the honky neighbor?
Yeah, honkies moved in and ruined my fucking neighborhood.
I let.
Somebody just had the guy
with
raccoons.
The raccoons. Yeah, you might be the, you're creating problems for people. Your pets are like tearing open garbage cans.
Oh, pets? No, family.
That's true. How many do you know? Can you tell them apart? Because I've asked you this before, but not time, like, because I think you're starting to.
I got one that's like my boy. Like, he'd live with me.
Yeah.
If my
the
wife...
one that tries to get in the house?
Yeah.
Chris opens the door. It's the one that jumps on him like a dog.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. He's happy to see me when I come home.
That's so insane. All right. So, you know that one.
That's my friend. And then the rest, you know, is a bunch of random, you know. It's like if you, any other neighborhood, if you like went home and like you kind of knew the crackheads, you're like, oh, it's that guy.
Sure.
But there's like the cool one. That guy shoveled my snow.
Yeah, I get that. All right.
You know,
I like my neighbors, man. My neighbors are cool.
You got Jersey neighbors. They're like NPCs. You
know? They're nice. There's on the one side I have like hippie neighbors, and then on the other side it's these 4 Polish kids that are just on a trampoline all the time. So it's a picket fence and little Polish kid heads popping up and down.
Jesus.
They had
it's terrifying.
They had a friend over. So there was some girl over the house, right, who's like probably like 10, 11 years old on the trampoline. I come outside and I hear this girl go, hey. And I turned, she goes, I like your mustache.
Wait, how old is this girl?
10, 11.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's not good. That's
under
weird.
18?
That's weird.
You shouldn't compliment a stranger's mustache.
No, don't even, like, talk to an adult.
No, I kind of wanted to say, like, you shouldn't talk to me.
Yeah.
You're seeing this and you think you should say hi? Like,
oh, don't... Don't compliment my lip tickler, lady.
It's a real dad look when my kids are with me. But when they're not with me, it's like people pull their kids a little closer.
You went from dad to sad.
Yeah, it's not a trusted look. But isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I like your mustache. Are kids today into mustaches? Because they were so commonplace when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think it they came been back like... in. I blame that Mandalorian guy.
Oh.
I blame the Mandalorian for bringing the mustaches back.
I'll thank the Mandalorian for bringing the mustaches back.
Creep.
Ted Lasso.
Oh, you think Ted Lasso brought it back? Maybe. There's a lot of mustaches.
I don't know how many kids are watching Ted Lasso compared to the Mandalorian. Is there a baby Yoda in the Ted Lasso? Is there a baby Lasso or something? I don't know.
A baby Lasso.
Baby Lasso. Man, he's cute as fuck. 4 seasons of a fucking Muppet jumping around. I love it!
Well, that's, yeah, well, I'm, well, whatever. I don't, we don't talk, we're not talking Star Wars.
We're
don't
not,
do that to these people.
Damn.
We do it all the time, and then we'll just talk
I'll
about the Mandalorian.
I'll get into it. I'll get into it, because I was just watching that Mandalorian.
You don't want to, no, you don't
want to. No, let me tell, all right, wait, not to spoil anything, but there's an episode where, Wait, a Mandalorian's children is a child is stolen by like a dragon bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they go and chase him and they can't keep up and they give up and the guy, the father goes, this happened. Yeah. He goes, this happens every time. And it was the funniest moment in all of Star Wars. I can't believe it. He did it again.
I did it again.
He ate my kid again.
We need that. There's a population problem. Don't you wish there was like a dragon at any time would just come down?
Oh, God, every day of my life.
Yeah.
I paid towards it. If they had a GoFundMe for like a dragon that just like went around neighborhoods and ate kids, I would... Even as a father with
as
kids,
a father.
I'd be like, you know what, all right, it's a lottery, you know?
My kids aren't getting away. They're not that, they're like me.
Yeah, no.
They got little legs.
But little kid, legs and big heads.
But I don't know, you got four bouncing around on a trampoline, like that's...
Oh, they're the total bait. As long as you live next to that Polish family.
Yeah, that's who's gonna go sailing.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I wanted to tell you something, because we didn't talk about Easter. I know it's kind of like it's passed already, but I wanted to tell you something that Ben talked about, because it's a running thing on this podcast, where for a while we would ask people what they thought the Easter Bunny looked like as
it's
a kid.
Like, no definitive, like, we all have that Santa Claus, you know
yeah,
what I mean? That people... Coca-Cola Santa. But there's no definitive Easter bun.
A lot of people can't answer it. A lot of people don't remember what they thought, but it's like, it's either like, it's a small, it's an actual bunny, it's like a weird kind of medium-sized thing, it's like a man-sized.
It's a Jesus.
Well, my son who's 6 was poking all kinds of holes in the Easter Bunny. He kind of called bullshit on it. He was like, are you going to tell me a bunny's going to come into my house with candy? Come on. And
what
he kind of like...
What's a bunny open the door?
Well, that's what Ben said. So my mother, he's with my kid's talking to his grandma, and she's like, oh, no, the Easter Bunny's real. And Ben goes, he goes, get me a rabbit. Bring a rabbit in the house.
Smart kid.
I'm going to get a basket.
Smart kid.
And if that rabbit can hold that basket... Then the Easter Bunny's real.
No fucking
way.
That
was his test.
Wait, how old is he?
6.
6.
Then this was the logic. This is what he started doing, right? He's kind of like, I don't think the Easter Bunny's real. I think it's a man in a costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, but there's no way a man in a costume can get to all those houses on Easter. And then I see him thinking, he goes, there's one man who can, who is real, Santa Claus.
He's helping him out.
He's convinced Santa Claus dresses up in a bunny costume because he's like bored. And he goes out and does a much weirder version of the first thing. And I just like, because I, you know, you want your kids to believe in stuff. I kind of just like, was like, yeah, I think you're right. keep it going. I think I got like one more Christmas and maybe one more weird Easter after that.
He's on to something, man.
You think he's on?
Yeah.
It's a good theory.
Yeah, man. Hey, speaking of Easter Bunny and such folk, the 420 fairy came by today.
Happy.
Dropped off some sour diesel. Happy 420.
Happy 420.
I woke up, this was under my pillow, but four teeth were missing. it's okay.
There's edibles back that you brought me one. I got a cookie up here.
That's right. If anybody doesn't know, yeah, my man Larry's in the back selling some marijuana cookies.
Larry. Thank you, Larry.
They are.
You got the green bell, man.
I got the green bell. Ring that green bell. You know, I said it's 420 and it's like we had a show. And like
Hitler's birthday.
I put on the uniform and everything. No, so I was like, you know, we got a show. I can't get all high and stupid. So I didn't smoke all day. And then I got here, we set up, and guess what I did? I got high and stupid.
Yeah, I knew you would.
That's right.
You were really trying to tell me you wouldn't. And I was just like, why do you do this?
I did, right? I was like, no, I'm straight as an arrow, John. I'll be fine. No more.
420. He got here early to hang, like, pot leaves from the ceiling.
That's
like,
right. Then I got
I'm
high.
Not smoking tonight. And then he's just like decorating.
Yeah, man. I finally, now I fucking, that Afro Man song clicked.
That, yeah.
Now I know what he was saying.
Now you get it.
I get it.
Now you get it.
Thank you, Afro Man.
Today was a day, man. It did not go as planned. My dog threw up like three times since yesterday.
Oh, on 420? Come on.
He threw up on himself.
Oh, on 420? Come on.
And it stunk.
Oh, I got no money. Hang on. Come on.
I hate that fucking dog, man. I do. I took him to the groomer like for a bath.
Oh,
and they
God.
Were like, any other services? And I was like, do you offer euthanasia? Like, is that...
I won't. Yeah, do you have a kill shoot you can walk through? He won't see the bolt hitting his brain.
You know what he did? I was walking him yesterday. He ate, and he did it lightning fast. He slurped up just goose shit. You know, just like a little green,
yeah,
like a fat green
cigar. I've done it. I know. some wild nights here in Travis.
He ate it so fast, and I was just like, he's going to puke at some point. Like, and it's...
Fuck.
Yeah, I looked it up. You can get salmonella that way.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, you can get all kinds of
stuff.
Bunch
of goose diseases?
All kinds.
You don't want to get a goose disease, folks.
No.
Goose bumps, goose dumps. You get all of that.
Well, we'll see if he survives.
Now, burn him in the backyard.
He'd go right up, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Like a...
he's a doodle. He's got that poodle fur,
yeah,
you know?
What is that, a labradoodle?
He's a labradoodle.
Damn,
I love a Labrador, but I fucking hate a poodle.
I love a genetically modified dog, but I hate real dogs.
It's because of my allergies, but I still, when I'm mad at him, I call him a poodle. I remind him all the time. I'm like, you're a fucking poodle.
You fucking poodle. Get the fuck out of my house. You're a disgrace to the whole family.
Gotta remind him. I do the same thing to my wife.
That's right.
She's 25% Puerto Rican. Same thing, right, hon?
She's not, she, yeah.
Did she leave?
I don't
she
think
left.
She's, I think she's out the door.
That was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's boy.
Right behind you. Oh, but just thank you. Thank you to our wives. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Brianne.
Yes.
For working the doors, giving out the beers, the wonderful Ross. Man, I love you guys. Thank you.
10-year anniversary. We've been doing the podcast for 10 years.
Oh, it's such assholes. Wait. Thank you. Thank you for that.
We also have both been married. This is our
10th anniversary. We both got married in 2013. So, like, we hung this way, like, 10th anniversary. And our wife's like, yeah. Huh. Thanks for remembering that. What a bunch of goose shitty.
What a year. We just started.
We are.
I still can't believe we started a podcast and, like, both got married. Like at the same time,
yeah.
I never really put it together.
Yeah,
different times, man.
It should have been to each other. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies. Thanks for the beer and the door and the vet, but it should have been us.
Mm-hmm. I know. I can
know.
Have a raccoon.
I just, yeah, it's like I. I could have been happy. No, I'm kidding. I am kidding. That's a joke.
Ring the forgive me bell. I'm sorry.
She's also right behind me.
Well, that's it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
We're gonna go home and get beaten. No, I'm kidding. We got good peoples.
For the most part, I have a scar.
It's true.
Do. Dingus. Day after Easter.
Yeah.
You know Dingus, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dingus. Wet Monday, the day after Easter. You got a lady in your life just
Monday.
Yeah. That's what it is. You throw water on your lady. And then she wakes up from a dead sleep and claws your hand real deep, and you end up with a scar. Yeah.
No, it's not in my realm.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, Pollock trampolines. that's all you, man. Yeah.
I don't dingus. I love dingus, and I make a big deal of it every year. I don't dingus anymore.
You're getting too old to dingus?
I'm scared to dingus.
Yeah, really?
She doesn't take well. Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Shit. You're admitting this in front of everybody?
I mean, I could dump
Can't
a butt.
Get your dingus up?
I should. I mean, I could throw water on the kid, on my daughter.
That's not the same.
It's not the same.
No, she's not going to fight back.
No, she'd probably love it.
Yeah.
She's three.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fun.
No, it's like a, you know.
I got to find somebody. Let me know. Message me if any ladies are interested next year. Nothing weird.
No. Not sex stuff. Just
no.
I want to spray water on your titty.
Just Wet Monday.
It's just Wet Monday. That's right. Yeah. Smigus dingus.
Smigus dingus, everybody. Well, speaking of filthiness.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This has been
speaking
a thing,
of filthiness.
It's been a thing on the show where we would talk about like different porn parodies, like porno parodies of real movies.
We considered making this podcast just that, but
yeah, where we'd watch them and review them.
Didn't want to be those guys.
I mean, I do, but he didn't.
Well, we'd have to watch them all.
Yeah, I did, but he didn't. So recently, a long time ago, we the opposite of what I said. We talked about some porn parody titles, and it's been a long time. So there's been a lot of movies since then and a lot of porn since then.
It's like new release stuff?
Yeah. So I compiled a new list. These are real porn if you want to watch them. I'm just gonna read a couple of the titles, just the ones that I liked. My wife was in the bathroom the whole time. She didn't hear all of that. I'm fine. I'm good.
Good for you.
See you in the doghouse, loser. Fuck
Am I
you.
Okay?
I love you, honey.
I'm not okay.
All right. So these are some new porn parody releases. If you want to go home after the show and check these out, analyze these.
New releases.
Yeah. Well, it took them a while to make the porn. The Da Vinci Load. Bitanic. I'm not kidding. It's a real. Oh, this one's super current. Down on Abby.
Okay.
I like this one. Missionary Position Impossible.
Oh, come on.
Two. Just two.
Two.
Two. Breast Side Story. World of Whorecraft. I like this one.
Whorecraft is, as a word, whorecraft is funny.
Yeah.
Someone practices whorecraft.
Yeah, I know a few people. add mama to the dream.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, also starring Ann Ramsey. of Goonies fame.
These movies are getting older older.
It took them a while. They had to wait for the rights to lapse. Like Mickey Mouse. You're going to see a Steamboat Willie next year.
Oh, is there like a Danny DeVito guy in that one?
Oh my God, wearing the mouse hat. Yeah. Hey, I got the wheel. I'm getting a blowjob.
Does anybody know Throw Mama from the Train?
Okay. Oh, that. I didn't even see but Willie.
Why?
Sleeping with Seattle. All right. Oh, this is real 80s. Crocodile Done Me. I imagine like that's dangerous.
That's not a cock. Now that's a cock.
Crikey! Yeah. I'm gonna go in the back and shoot myself. It's been a good show. The Devil Wears Nada. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls.
All right, I'll watch that one. That one I want to see. That's so good. That's so good.
40 Gays in 40 Nights. All right, I got a couple more. That's it. Any Given Cum Day. Yeah. This is a classic. This is a throwback, you guys. Night of the Giving Head. And my personal favorite. No, I'm sorry. Two personal favorites. This one's a classic. We watch it every Christmas. Tits a Wonderful Life.
Wait, tits a?
Tits a Wonderful Life. Oh, Clarence!
That is how they should write it. U-H. Tits a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. And Bum Fight at the O-Gay Corral. That's all I got.
Beautiful.
Watch them all. Give us your review. Call us up.
Bum Fight. I'm trying to figure out. That could be so many things.
So many.
Is it like a Western with bums in it?
It could be.
Bum Fights. Did you guys watch Bum Fights when that was a thing?
Oh.
No.
Oh, that was a thing. Like, yeah. So some guys, it was kind of like the Girls Gone Wild, but instead of like drunken college girls, it was drunken bum guys. Yes, he was. Dr. Phil.
Who was on Dr. Phil? The guy who...
The guy who did Bum Fight. The guy who,
who made it. Yeah,
made it.
Your balls now.
But the
Did they come out? It's gonna happen.
You only get one showing.
You got
per podcast.
He's got short shorts.
That's
and
right.
Long balls. I have such a funny picture of your balls. It's the. It was so funny. It was it's taken at the Cup on Staten Island that was a thing.
Of course.
With Ezra. Ezra, where are you? There you are. It's Ezra sitting at a table and Chris standing and is just his.
Wait, Ezra, come here.
Yeah, come on up here, man.
Ezra.
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 Ezra. Ezra. Man.
If you want to grab, or actually, you want to take this mic? You can take that. I sent this photo to these guys recently because I found it going
very
through
recently.
Stuff. It's very recently, right? Like, and it was Chris's. It's Chris's. He has his balls out of his pants, just his balls, and
just my balls. There's no cock,
and they're just
balls.
Just he's just got them laying on the table,
weird.
And the two of them are just smiling huge with these balls out on the table. It's kind of easy to miss in a way if you don't know, but then it's insane.
If you want to see it after the show, I'll show you.
But I sent this.
$1.
As I sent it, I did have the thought of like, I wonder what these guys are doing right now. Because it was a daytime text.
John sent me this, and we don't text a lot. And I swear to God, I saw his name come through at, it was must have been 10, it was 10:45 a.m. And I looked down on my phone and I was like, I know in my heart, John is sending me a picture of Chris with his balls out. Before I opened it, I knew exactly what it was. And fully knowing what it was, I still opened it. I was at my two-year-old's little gym class, surrounded by a bunch of New Jersey mothers. And I looked at my phone and it came through and I was like, I know what this is. And I just opened it and I was like, that's exactly what I thought it was.
He sent me a picture of his dick one time when I was getting fitted for a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And he was in the next room. And he's looking through like a window in this door and he sees the tailor like measuring my inseam. He takes a picture of his dick and sends it to me. And I'm standing there and I pull my phone out of my, now there's a man down here with measuring tape. And I just did one of these and just, there his cock comes
there
out.
There it is.
The guy looks at the phone, looks at me, and I look up and he's just dying on the other side of this fucking door. It was insane. We wanted to bring you up here, Ezra.
Frankie.
Right? We want to do something with Ezra tonight.
Wait, what's happening? We want to do a lot of things with Ezra tonight.
Want to know? Yeah, well, that's true. But no, our theme song, Ezra made our theme song, and it's
if you notice Super Live Adventure themes, all of our theme songs, single one of them.
Three versions of that theme song. Over the
I don't remember making the second one. I have no memory of making the second one.
You made a special one for our 100th episode.
That's right.
Yeah. And every now and then, we still use that sometimes on the show. But tonight, we would like to make you an honorary member of the Little Chub Club.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah.
So nice.
Ring those bells.
Do I have to pay some? Do I have to give you money or?
No, okay.
You can't play D&D though.
I want to give you.
Oh, this is so nice.
Here we've got the official patch.
Oh.
We've got check this out, man. A pin. Noise Pins made that.
Yeah, Noise Pins. Check out Noise Pins on Etsy.
And then when a member of the Little Chub Club goes above and beyond, we like to give them a slice of the pie. It's a little pin that you can wear. There's actually three there, one for each song.
And also, I'm a shareholder in your podcast now.
That's right.
This is what this means, right? Okay.
Ezra,
thank you guys.
We love you, man. Really, the theme song is.
And also a VHS of Jack.
Yeah! It's my favorite movie.
That's right.
It's not, I'm sorry, it's not Jack the Bear with Danny DeVito. It's just Jack.
Yeah, or the porn parody of the same name. But that's for you.
I love you guys. Thank you.
I love you. Give it up for Ezra, everybody.
Yay!
Oh, I love you, man. Thank you.
Oh, I love you. I love you. Ooh, if he wants to see more Ezra, stick around after us when the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies play.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we should ask the crowd what they're thinking of this beer they're drinking right now.
How do you guys like the Ross? We broke a big podcast rule. IPAs are banned on the podcast.
Yeah.
We don't want any, none on this side of the table. But
no,
we
don't
broke
give us
our
any
like some
IPA.
People. Anybody drinking IPAs tonight? Do you like it? No.
Wait. Right. Honey, no. can I get another? Brian, can I get another Ross, please? Could you hook me up, please? Another delicious Kraken Bats.
I'm having
please?
Crack. I love the Kraken Bats. Man.
If you don't mind,
Cracker Jack Brown Ale. It's brewed with caramel popcorn and peanuts. They're a sponsor today.
That's what we're drinking right now. They're a sponsor. I'm glad you guys are loving them. This has been an amazing night, and I'm glad Ross got to sponsor us.
Me too.
They're our favorite beer. Oh, thank you, Laura! Oh my God, the legendary Laura just gave me my beer. My Ross Kraken Bats. But you know what? Ross isn't our only sponsor of the night.
No, that's true.
Yeah. We also can't forget about Egg Dump Soup. Yeah. Eggdumpsoup.com.
Eggdumpsoup.com, everybody.
No?
No. Yeah.
Well,
eggdumpsoup.com.
Guess what? Look under your seats. Everybody's got a free bowl of egg dump soup from eggdumpsoup.com.
Yeah, reach under those seats, everybody.
Check under your seats. Check on.
You got it? They should be under there.
You got it? No, really.
Set it up.
Look, we're nice. This isn't a bit. Like, look.
Delicious.
We're, really? Anybody? No bowls?
No one's. Are there bowls under there?
I think somebody stole the bowls of egg dump soup.
Oh Christ!
Oh, Schmergler!
The raccoons. They the raccoons. They wanted me. I'm on raccoon immediate service.
Wait! You stole all the egg dump soup to give to the raccoons.
Did you eat? Is there still soup in there?
I ate it.
Oh God! Don't eat all that.
You didn't even give it to the raccoon. Schmergler, the burglar was not allowed in here. We hate you, Schmergler. We hate you, Schmergler.
Get out of here.
Get him!
Get him!
Kill him!
Kill him!
Kill the burglar!
Wait, I have money. Here, take money.
I don't want your money. We want you to die.
It's not fake, I promise.
Money? Whose money is that? Check your wallets, everybody.
Wait,
No.
He's giving out counterfeit.
Don't trust this guy ever.
He's giving out counterfeit money.
Boo. Is it fake? What did he give you?
It's only one sided. I don't think it's real.
You ruined everybody's 420.
It's what I do.
Schmergler the burglar, everybody.
Schmergler the burglar, everybody. It's what he does. All right? It's what he does. He can't help it. It's a compulsion. Makes me sick.
You know, I was a cashier at ShopRite, and a guy gave me a $100 bill that right away I was like, I know it's, and I was like, I can't take this. And he was like, no, it's real. And I peeled it. It was two, like, he printed on one side of two sheets of paper, cut it, and glued them together. I just peeled them apart. And then he ran out.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what was I going to do? How are we doing? What do you want to do? We're going to do, are we ready for voicemails yet?
Yeah. You know what? You guys. We don't normally do voicemails on a live show.
Not normally.
But we figured we'd treat everybody this, you know, beautiful holiday, this wonderful 420.
Yeah.
This momentous day.
And we don't, here's the thing with the podcast, we don't pre-screen. So it would be dangerous and irresponsible to just play the voicemails without pre-screening. But when we get one from Fart Guy.
Yeah.
You guys familiar with Fart Guy? I mean, I think you can figure out who Fart Guy is. Fart Guy is a guy who calls this show and just farts into the phone.
Oh, whoa. He doesn't just fart.
No, he doesn't. It's
a guitar.
Yeah, it is like a musical explosion that comes out of his asshole.
I don't know how he.
He does songs. He does fucking operas, operatic farts. It's out of control. Symphonic farts. The John Williams of assholes.
Well, you guys want to hear some Fart Guy?
Yeah! Jerry!
Fart Guy.
John and Chris, here are this week's voicemails.
Thank you, RoboGal.
Oh, here she comes.
Monday.
He's falling on his face, ladies and gentlemen.
I fit it. I will eat it.
Oh, far guy. Thank you, far guy.
Hall and Oates, everybody.
You gotta, I always feel a little bad because he told us like it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. It's like if he drinks too much soda, it's a painful thing. We said it's like
how
when
can anybody fart like that?
It's like you know Wolverine.
It gets me every time.
Like when Wolverine gets asked, like, does it hurt when the claws come out?
Every time.
Every time. Well, long live Fart Guy.
I can't.
Keep the calls coming, man. Thank you so much. I think. Can you imagine doing that?
Farts.
Once in the shower, I was at the right angle, and it sort of sounded like one of his. I think it's gotta be wet, right? Sounds like he's in a baby pool of
pudding.
Yeah.
Butterscotch.
One day live. If enough of you want it, I think we can make it happen.
Oh, please, we want a fart guy live.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
my
it.
God.
A bathtub on stage.
Yeah, him on his back, legs up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Poncho is in the first row.
Yeah, don't be in the splash. Yeah.
That's what we gotta do. We gotta do it.
Yeah.
Gallagher 3.
Oh my God.
Is Gallagher 2 doing his thing now? Is he Gallagher 1? Like, what happened? Gallagher's dead, but his brother.
He's Gallagher 2.
His brother, who legally.
Gallagher 2 is Gallagher 1 now.
Yeah. Yeah. There were two Gallaghers, and it was like, yeah,
eventually. Gallagher,
Gallagher 1 sued Gallagher 2. And he legally was not allowed to grow a mustache. That was a part of it.
Really?
Yeah, couldn't look anything like his brother. It was all part of it. Yeah, the whole look. But I wonder
if you can't wear
now.
A striped shirt or a beret.
Well, Gallagher 2, I hope you
can't have a watermelon within 500 feet of you.
I hope he can now. I hope he can now. He should be doing his thing.
One can hope.
One can hope.
Listen, who needs all these guys? Gallagher's and this guy and that guy. You got Fart Guy. That guy's asshole. My God.
The best. The best.
Sorry, I feel like I'm the only one who's so floored by his.
You're the only one who got on the floor, yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah, I hit the floor every time. Right? It's not even like a bit. I really do. Oh my God.
Usually when we record these in the house, it's like when we're done, Chris is always like, play that. Play that.
Play it again.
Give me one more before I go home.
Play it again. Yeah.
You're playing it for her.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to bring the band up here? This has never ever happened in the history of Super Live. We've been doing this show for 10 years.
That's right.
Chris is a part of the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies. Laura, who's on the show all the time. Oh, just about every band member has been on this podcast. We have never
Other
done.
Than Dan.
Dan, we gotta get.
Come here. Dan, come here.
Come on.
Dan.
Let's make it official.
I've never been on the show because I have nothing to say.
Oh.
No, that's not true. We planned a fishing trip. We were going to go fishing for sharks.
We were. It was a whole big thing, and it was down by Ross Brewing.
Yes, yeah. Well, Port Monmouth, Belfort.
It just
whole,
never
yeah.
happened. It was like right before COVID. And
yeah.
Then COVID happened.
Yeah,
we never did that.
We were going to get on a boat, and we were going to record, and we were going to be a bunch
that's
of
right.
guys.
That's right.
And then I realized that, wait, things. It's going to be like windy. on a boat and like
yeah,
it's gonna be like the worst sounding podcast you'll ever hear.
You just heard a guy fart for 2 minutes, a bunch of Hall and Oates. The worst sounding podcast. Too windy for Dan. This guy's asshole just fucking brought the ruckus.
Hey, we're talking wind. We're talking wind. It's all the same.
That's right. We do it. My wife had a friend listen to the podcast, and she was like, "What'd you think?" He just went, "It's loud." It's the only feedback.
I know that's not you. That's all me, and I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry to your wife's friend.
Dude, we should make it happen. I would still screw it. Let's see what happens.
You want to do the podcast on a boat?
I would love to do the podcast on a boat.
Nice weather's coming up.
Yeah.
That guy's tooling around out there. He's got a huge dick. We all know. All right.
Might not be that cool. All right. Might not be that loud.
What kind of sharks? Like, what are you fishing for?
It's really fishing.
For sharks. I don't know if you're really good fishing.
Oh, that's what you said. I was like, we're shark fishing.
Well, that's you know. I like to imagine things.
Oh, you can try.
Okay, all right. What are we going for? Tuna and stuff.
Oh, yeah, what's out there?
I just wonder because remember my stepfather had those photos around the house. My stepfather went on a fishing trip to catch tuna, and like when you bring the fish on the boat, you have to like club it to death. Do you know this?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I could club a fish.
Yeah, but he posed for pictures. Remember, there were pictures around, more than one in a frame from one fishing trip of him just with like a bat and blood all over the place and a tuna on a boat.
I've done
a lot of fishing. I've never had a bat.
He was a cop.
Involved.
You never had a bat
involved? Not that hardcore. Yeah.
That's him and his Brooklyn buddies. That's how they do it.
Like.
I don't know. I don't want to beat anything with a bat.
No, I
just,
don't
you
either.
Know, give it a gold hook in its mouth and you let it go.
All right. Well, let's do it.
We'll do one of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Because you're a boat guy?
Yeah, I am a boat guy.
You're like the boat guy.
I'm the boat guy.
If you want a boat, he's your boat.
Is that like a train?
Yeah.
I don't know what a boat would be.
I don't know.
Like in a sex position. Yeah, I have no idea.
What would a boat be in a sex position then?
Regular motor.
Well, motorboat.
We know what a motorboat is.
We all know. There's a motorboat.
Yeah, that's already a thing.
But just like a boat. I picture like a real big chick floating on top of you. Oh, my boat.
Floating on top of
you. Yeah, like on top of you.
And
like, you're like
drowning?
The waves.
You're not under the boat. You're always on top of
the
boat.
I just imagine.
Oh, you'd be on top. I'd be the water, baby. I'd be
the water.
I'd be the smooth jazz waves coming at you.
I imagine you in the water for a second. All right.
Fuck that big bitch on the fucking water. I'm going to drag you on the beach like a wave.
I hope your wife's in the bathroom again.
Oh.
Apology bell.
Ah, shucks.
Well, I'm excited to see the Wahoos tonight, man. It's been a long, long time, and finally on the same night as us. This is awesome.
That's right, man. All right, you want to take five and then bring them.
Yeah, let's take an intermission. Grab another drink if you want. Smoke them if you got them. There's cookies at the back. And Wahoos will be up here shortly.
That's right. Thank you, Dan.
Dan.
Thank you, Ezra.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Fart Guy. Thank you, Joey Patches. Thank you, Wahoos Giver Crazies. And thank you, Ross Brewing. And most of all, thank you guys, the most beautiful gremlins I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. I'm really going to burn this place down. I'm going to put on fucking Snow White and walk out the fucking door, throw it behind me like an action movie. I love you guys.
Thank you for coming out
to this. Oh, and fuck you, Schmergler the Burglar. Hey, man. Fit it where you shit it. Happy 420! We'll be right back.
3.
Thank you so much. It's been a while.